Welcome back to the D.C. Everest High School Fieldhouse. We're just moments away from a start between the Evergreens and the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. I'm Chris Conley, and we have a very nice crowd that's gathered tonight, particularly considering that the roads are slippery and the weather's not all that good outside. For many school districts in our area, this was the last day of school before Christmas and holiday break. So after tonight's game, everybody is in holiday mode. In fact, the Evergreens basketball team will be off for a week. They'll play again 1 week from tonight when they travel up to Menominee for the holiday tournament there. They'll have a Friday night game against Menominee, and then they'll have a Saturday afternoon game against Eau Claire Memorial. Because Wausau East is going to that tournament as well, Tom King will have the play-by-play for both teams here on Fox Sports Radio. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Evergreen's home white trimmed in green. Red Raiders in the road red trimmed in white. Wisconsin Rapids comes in at 4-4 on the season. Evergreens come in at 3-3. So one of these teams will go to the holiday break above 500. This is one of those games where the Evergreens are not necessarily going to be at a height disadvantage, so that'll be a welcome change. Kyle Kurtenbach is going to be jumping center against Riley Presley. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Wisconsin Rapids controls the tap and moves into the front court. Handling the ball for the Red Raiders now is Philip Fleury. Goes right to his hands, give and go, driving. Pretty move inside for Riley Presley, and he scores. Sliced right through two Everest defenders, and it's an easy two to start for Wisconsin Rapids. Riley Peterson into the front court for the Evergreens, now to Van Grinsven. Grant Van Grinsven gets the give and go, goes off his hands, knocked out by a Rapids defender. Evergreens will keep possession and will inbound in the corner. Our broadcast brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team ready to help any way they can. Ace Hardware welcomes you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Evergreens inbound as Wisconsin Rapids out in man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to Nick Sierakowski, almost knocked out of bounds. Yeah, it's turned over. Sierakowski stepped on the sideline as he tried to save it. Referee Johnny on the spot there blows the ball over to Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens had at points in their last game, had turnovers coming in bunches. It seemed like mistakes at some points cascaded one on top of the other. See if they can right the ship here. Tom Olson touching for Wisconsin Rapids, now off a high screen. Alex Bazenauer misses, no good. Shot hits off the backboard and then off the stanchion behind the backboard, turned over to D.C. Everest on the miss. Rapids leading 2-0, just underway first quarter. Riley Peterson comes up across. Took the Evergreens a long time to get their first field goal when they played Tuesday night against Marshfield, so they're trying to avoid a cold night here. Here's a give and go, driving to the basket to Chris Cornish. Cornish got a nice pass from Grant Van Grinsven. He scores, and the Evergreens tie things up at two apiece. Wisconsin Rapids puts the hands into the ball. Philip Fleury drives along the baseline, and we've got a whistle and a foul on Grant Van Grinsven, who was guarding him along the baseline. Van Grinsven tried to cut him off along the baseline. He's going to get called for the block there. Now, if Grant Van Grinsven has the tough defensive job of keeping star freshman Philip Fleury in check, it'll be important to keep him out of foul trouble, and he picks up his first early. Rapids a little trouble inbounding off the baseline into Philip Fleury's hands. Rapids works around. Alex Bazenauer has got the ball. And now to Fleury, trying to create for him. He tried to free up using that elbow. No call and passes off. Jason Wiernick's got the ball now. Wiernick over to Bazenauer. Here's a three-pointer off the back iron. No good. Long rebound to Nick Sierakowski of the Evergreens. They have numbers if they hurry. Sierakowski with a no-look pass, and he turned it over. Little too fancy there. He was looking for Van Grinsven along the baseline and threw it right over to one of the Rapids defenders. And Wisconsin Rapids quickly into the front court here. Bounce pass down low, hanging and waiting for his defender going up and in is Riley Presley. Presley's shoulder faked, got his defender up in the air, and then scored over the top. 4-2, Wisconsin Rapids. See if the Evergreens have an answer here. Grant Van Grinsven's in the front court to Kyle Kurtenbach, and now to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski has his dribble, goes to Van Grinsven, thought about the three. We're setting up a screen there for him, but Van Grinsven does not pull the trigger. Sierakowski now goes down low to Van Grinsven. One bounce in the paint, left hand, left it short, off the iron, no good. Wisconsin Rapids with the rebound. Riley Presley quickly goes ahead to Alex Bazenauer. Bazenauer lays it up and in. Rapids just ran the floor better than the Evergreens defenders, and on the inbounds pass, almost stolen away. Evergreens almost turned the ball right back over. Riley Peterson's got the ball, and the Evergreens have a four-point deficit, 6-2. 5.5 minutes to play first period. Riley Peterson goes up high now to Chris Cornish. Bounce pass in the paint to Van Grinsven. Hangs, and he's cold. That one rolls off the front rim. Van Grinsven's 0 for 2. It's a one-and-done trip. Wisconsin Rapids gets the rebound. Philip Flory's in the front court. Gives up to his teammate Jason Wiernick. Flory has been an unselfish player here in the early going. Here's a pass down low. The basket is good, and there's a foul. Riley Presley has just scored his 5th and 6th points, and he's going to get to the free throw line with a chance for his 7th. Foul is on Grant Van Grinsven. That is his 2nd. And Wisconsin Rapids has been feasting on the inside here. And the only player that has a real height advantage is Riley Presley, who stands 6'4". The junior forward is going to go to the foul line. He's already got 3 quick baskets from the floor. And he'll shoot this free throw to try and complete an old-fashioned 3-point play, and he missed it. Rebound to D.C. Everest and Jake Ebert. So again, though, the Evergreens' 2nd game in a row off to a slow start. They trail here 8-2. Don't want to fall any further behind. Riley Peterson. He's looking for Giebert down low. Peterson with a bad pass. It's stolen. A breakaway coming the other way and a foul from behind. Stephen Weir wasn't going to let the easy layup go down, and Weir actually thought that he had it clean from behind. He didn't. It was clean up top, but he hit with the body down below. So Stephen Weir will be called for the foul, and 2 free throws are going to come here. Alex Basenauer will get a pair. Ball in hand for the first, and he makes it, swishes it right through. He'll get one more. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest sports. Last game Tuesday, the Evergreens trailed 11-1 in the early going, and now they trail here 10-2 as Basenauer got his 2nd free throw. And Evergreens coach Corey Heckel is going to want an early timeout, learning the lesson from Tuesday night in Marshfield. Why don't we take a 30-second break as well? 4:48 to play first period. Wisconsin Rapids off to a hot early start. They lead D.C. Everest 10-2. Back in 30 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. To illustrate the point of how dangerous these slow starts can be for D.C. Everest, after falling behind Tuesday in Marshfield, they played the Tigers even. Each team scored 9 points in the 2nd quarter. Each team scored 11 points in the 3rd quarter. And Marshfield only outscored the Evergreens by 1 point, 15-14 in the 4th quarter. What cost the Evergreens that game was the slow start. And they're trying to avoid the same trap here. That's why they took that early timeout. Evergreens inbound off the timeout, trailing 10-2. Stephen Weir tries to swing cross-court, looking down low for Jake Giebert. Giebert's quickly double-teamed, has to go back out to Sarakowski. To Riley Peterson, thought about the 3, gun-shy, didn't pull the trigger. Stephen Weir's behind the 3-point arc. To Riley Peterson again, they were setting him up on the screen. He doesn't take that shot. Now Nick Sarakowski, floating 10-footer, good. Nick Sarakowski with the right hand. Evergreens needed that. 10-4. And now they'll need a defensive stop. Pulling up his dribble far from the basket was Tom Olson. Goes down low to Presley. Presley's got 6 already. Gives up to Tom Olson. And now up high, Philip Flory. Flory, unselfish, down low. Shot is missed by Jason Wiernick. Gets his own rebound. Ball is still loose off the double miss. Comes out to Sarakowski of D.C. Everest. Evergreens did get that stop, even though Rapids got 2 cracks at the basket, couldn't score. Chris Cornish now has it to Riley Peterson. Goes around to Nick Sarakowski again. Sarakowski looking for the cutter here. Stephen Weir floating 10-footer. He got it. Fed by Sarakowski. The Evergreens are on a mini 4-0 run, and they're back to within 10-6. Now we go under 3.5 minutes to play in the first period. Here's Alex Basenauer. Goes over to Jason Wiernick. Wiernick into the hands of Tom Olson. Rapids looks like they're willing to play up tempo. They're also looking to get penetration down low. They have not hit anything from the outside. Driving in here is Riley Presley. He missed driving to the basket. Nick Sarakowski, who gives up a lot of height inside, came away with the rebound for D.C. Everest. All right, Evergreens can get within two or cut it to one with a three-pointer here. And Stephen Weir's on the floor. He's got the ball. Now goes over to his freshman teammate. Here's Riley Peterson. Peterson along the baseline, up and in from 10 feet. Evergreens have four players in the scoring column, and they're back within 10-8. Evergreens on a 6-0 run. Presley's got the ball for Wisconsin Rapids. Bounces into the corner for Jason Wiernick. Now swings out. Thinking about the three was Alex Bazenauer. He was a little gun-shy. Guarded by Stephen Weir, so Bazenauer's got a height advantage. Goes over to Tom Olson. They set up a screen for Olson. He looks to drive. Passes off to his teammate. Bazenauer in the paint. Now around. Set up a screen again. And they work it back out. Now driving, hanging in the paint, and missing as Riley Presley rolled right off the rim. Evergreens get the rebound. Riley Peterson quickly down the front court to Giebert in traffic. Lays it in, and the Evergreens have come all the way back to tie this game 10-10. They're on an 8-0 run. Trailed 10-2 at one point in the game, and we're back to even with 2 minutes to play in the first period. Rapids has suddenly gone cold, and the Evergreens have been opportunistic. D.C. Everest has scored their last three times down the floor. Here's a three ball from straight on for Philip Flory, and he missed. Back rimmed it, and Evergreens get the rebound to Riley Peterson. Evergreens have also done a good job the last couple of trips of limiting Wisconsin Rapids to one crack at the basket. Evergreens could take the lead here. Riley Peterson swings cross-court to Stephen Weir. Thought about the three, didn't get his feet set. Now goes to Sarakowski, spinning 12-footer just off the backboard, no good. So there was the Evergreen shot at the lead. Rebound comes to Wisconsin Rapids. No-look pass, two-on-one break, and Philip Flory's got his first basket. Flory was fed by Tom Olson on a no-look pass that was pretty. And baseline, we've got a whistle here. And you know what? Our scoreboard is wrong. We should be at 12-10, and they've got it marked at 13-10. Thinking we're going to get that corrected. Right? Ball went out of bounds. We're going to have a substitution here. I mean, that wasn't a three. We had a foul call there as the ball went out of bounds. The foul was on Alex Bazenauer. Evergreen's inbound. 1:10 to play in the quarter. Kyle Kurtenbach has the ball up high. Kurtenbach now goes over to Austin Behrens. Behrens has played late in some of these quarters to spell some of the starters, and he's turned out to be a good defender. Evergreen's work around to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach now to Behrens, who drives, whistle, foul. He's going to get himself to the free throw line. See who we've got on the foul here. Foul is called against Tom Olson. That's only the team's second foul, and they are going to say that this is a shooting foul. So Austin Behrens is going to shoot a pair for the Evergreens. Behrens' first free throw is up and in. You'll get one more. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs now during Baseman's fall blowout sale. We're waiting for Behrens to get the ball back for his second free throw as Wisconsin Rapids making some substitutions. Austin Behrens got them both. And you know what? I didn't think that Fleury's basket was a three, but the scoreboard still shows us at 13-12. My scorebook has this game tied 12-12. We'll get that straightened out when we get our next stoppage. Riley Presley's got the ball. Presley looking to feed down low to Hunter Langhoff, who's quickly double-teamed. He has to go back out. Rapids may be holding for one here. 30 seconds left in the corner. In the quarter, rather. Alex Bazenauer's now over to Riley Presley. Goes up high to Tom Olson. 25 seconds left. Clock running. Up high, holding his Bazenauer. He's guarded by the freshman Peterson and now gives off into the corner. Here's Riley Presley. Out he goes. 13 seconds left. And now there's the drive going into the paint. Missing the layup was Tom Olson. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds. Who's it going to go to? Referees looking at each other, and they're going to give this ball to Wisconsin Rapids with 7 seconds left. And Wisconsin Rapids will be inbounding about 25 feet away from the basket. We do indeed have our scoreboard corrected, tied 12-12 with 7 seconds to play. Rapids looks to trigger into Olsen in the corner. Goes back out to Jason Weir, and the clock's still running. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, spin move behind the back. Ball is tied up on the floor, and that's where the quarter will end. So Wisconsin Rapids didn't even get a shot off. The Evergreens trailed by as many as 8, and have battled back for a 12-12 tie at the end of the first quarter. Back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where the second quarter is about to get underway. D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids tied 12-12. How about this for a balanced scoring attack? In the first quarter, the Evergreens have 2 points each for Nick Sarakowski, Austin Behrens, Stephen Weir, Riley Peterson, Chris Cornish, and Jake Ebert. 2-2-2, 2-2-2. Evergreens have the ball to the second quarter. And Kyle Kurtenbach, one of the Evergreens who hasn't scored, gets it back on the give-and-go, double-teamed underneath, no foul called, and he missed the layup. Kurtenbach misfired from underneath while he was double-teamed. He was waiting for contact that never came. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens are going to inbound underneath. Nick Sarakowski to trigger it in. Triggers in to Jake Giebert, who spins and is blocked. Blocked by Hunter Langhoff, and Wisconsin Rapids comes right back the other way. Goes into the hands of Alex Bazenauer. Bazenauer gives it to Tom Olsen. Olsen works around to Riley Presley. Presley had 6 to lead all scorers in that first quarter. Hunter Langhoff has it up high. Goes over to Jason Wiernick. And down low, height advantage now for Presley, who was quickly bodied up by Kyle Kurtenbach and didn't get the shot off. Wisconsin Rapids goes out. Thought about the 3. Nope, they pound it back inside. Hunter Langhoff spins, cut off again. Good defense there by Austin Behrens. Behrens earns his minutes by good defense. And again, he double teams down low and denies a shot. Wisconsin Rapids has to go back out. Good Evergreens defense here, settling for a forced 10-footer. Shot is no good from Jason Wiernick. Offensive rebound underneath. It is up and in. There's a second chance point for Hunter Langhoff. The Evergreens did not lead last Tuesday when they played Marshfield, and they have not led in this game. Wisconsin Rapids back up 14-12. Pass goes down low to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach fouled, and he scores! So the Evergreens there will have a chance to take the lead. Kyle Kurtenbach has tied the game at 14 with his basket underneath. And the Evergreens can take the lead if he can hit the upcoming free throw. Foul called against Riley Presley. Riley Peterson, who got a breather from Austin Behrens, will check back in. Behrens gave some quality minutes there late in the first quarter and here early in the second. With 6.5 minutes to go until intermission. And Kyle Kurtenbach to the free throw line trying to complete the 3-point play. He got it. And for the first time in what seems like forever, the Evergreens have a lead, 15-14. D.C. Everest basketball brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, call Glenray Radiators. Hunter Langhoff has the ball after the made free throw for Wisconsin Rapids. Red Raiders looking for an answer. Now to Bazenauer's hands. Philip Fleury, who got a breather, is back on the floor. Fleury has 2. The star freshman has scored as many as 20 in his first season. Fleury looks to drive there. Now looks to create. Spins in the lane and scores over Chris Cornish. Philip Fleury now has 4. The Evergreens did not match up Grant Van Grinsven on the defensive end. Van Grinsven's getting a breather on the bench. And Rapids goes back up by a point, 16-15. Stephen Weir has it for the Evergreens. Drives in, forces that from the free throw line and hit anyway. Off the dribble. Sophomore Stephen Weir's got his third and fourth points. Back and forth we go. Evergreens now up by 1-17-16. So we'll see if Rapids has anything on their end. Flory's got the ball again. Long three ball in the air from Bazenauer, and he hit. And there we go at 19-17. Stephen Weir's got it for the Evergreens. Over to Chris Cornish, now to Riley Peterson. Rapids by two. Evergreens look to feed down low. Pass from Sarakowski goes off the hands of Jake Ebert, and it's turned over to the Red Raiders. Up by two, have the ball. Philip Flory's got it. They set up the pick. He frees up with that elbow. They don't call it. He misses the layup. You'll want to see the freshman play more discipline than that. He extended that elbow as he started the drive, and the officials didn't call it. He missed it. And the Evergreens freshman, Riley Peterson, got the rebound. D.C. Everest in the front court with a two-point deficit. Peterson gets the ball. He's looking down low for Cornish. Instead, they work around to Weir, now to Sarakowski. Here's Peterson, three ball straight on, just rimmed out of bounds, off D.C. Everest. Chris Cornish was unable to pull in that offensive rebound. It went over the baseline and goes back over to Wisconsin Rapids. Red Raiders 19, D.C. Everest 17, with 4.5 minutes to play in the half. When these two teams played each other last year, they were both low-scoring affairs. And they're both close games, too. The Evergreens won in Rapids 41-40, and then won here on this floor 35-33. The pace of this game completely different than what we saw from the matchups 2 years ago. J.C. Williamson has the ball for Wisconsin Rapids. He's checked in now, straight on three-pointer from Bazenauer. Hits the front rim, back rim, and it goes in. He's just hit back-to-back threes, and it's 22-17. Rapids is led by as many as eight. The Evergreens want to weather this mini run where suddenly the Red Raiders have been hot from the outside. Looking to pass down low to Chris Cornish, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin Rapids. Bazenauer came in and disrupted that pass, so the Evergreens will keep possession. They'll inbound underneath. Stephen Weir is going to trigger it in. Stephen Weir looks to put it in. Bounces to Giebert, back to Weir. This is a long two, and it just rimmed out. Wisconsin Rapids clears the boards and looks to run. Bounce pass broken up by the Evergreens. Saved by Stephen Weir. Good hustle into the hands of Riley Peterson. That ball was going to go out of bounds off the Evergreens till Stephen Weir hopped to it. Saved the possession. Weir right now down to Riley Peterson. Peterson looks to swing in. Now left-handed. Too strong off the backboard. Wisconsin Rapids gets the rebound. Jason Wiernick clears the boards. A lot of one-and-done trips. The Evergreens have not had a lot of offensive rebounds here. Rapids goes back out, thought about the three, but he traveled. Jason Wiernick thought about the three, then decided to drive and drag that back foot. Referee calls it turnover. First turnover we've seen from Wisconsin Rapids in a while. Evergreens basketball brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Evergreens trailing by five, but they have the ball off the turnover. See if they can cut into the margin. Kyle Kurtenbach goes over to Austin Behrens. Behrens goes over to Stephen Weir. We have not seen Grant Van Grinsven on the floor for a while. He picked up two early fouls and is still seated next to Coach Corey Heckel. No indication that he'll come back in. Kyle Kurtenbach down low. A lot of pressure. Ball is loose underneath. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens will keep possession. Evergreens will put Nick Sarakowski back in. He'll come in for Stephen Weir. Van Grinsven stays on the bench, though. And they were looking for Van Grinsven to match up with star freshman Philip Flory. Evergreens inbound from underneath their own basket into Riley Peterson's hands. Peterson goes over to Sarakowski, works around to Austin Behrens. Behrens getting a lot of minutes because of the fouls on Van Grinsven. Sarakowski and Kurtenbach over to Riley Peterson. Peterson dribbled once and then went back out. Evergreens are working around the perimeter and they're being deliberate here. Austin Behrens to Kurtenbach. This may be one of those situations where's the shot going to come from? Who's going to pull the trigger for the Evergreens? They're looking, cutting to Sarakowski underneath. Pretty play. Nick Sarakowski threaded the needle, got the pass, and Nick Sarakowski scored. That's senior leadership. He's got four, and it's 22-19 Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids goes down low to Jason Wiernick, now swings over to the corner. Here's Jared Halber. He's got a whistle. He traveled, turned it right back over to the Evergreens. Two possessions in a row that the Red Raiders have turned the ball over and come away without getting a shot off. So the Evergreens can cut it to one or tie with a three ball here and 2:15 to play in the half. Here comes Riley Peterson to the front court. Evergreens may be keeping Van Grinsven on the bench till intermission here, not wanting him to take the foul. Here's a three-pointer from Nick Sierakowski off the backboard. No good. That was a misfire, and badly. Long outlet pass, and Sierakowski steals it right back. So Sierakowski's three would have tied it, but then defensive hustle gets the ball right back for the Evergreens. And Riley Peterson will pull it out. 1:45 to play in the half. Now Kyle Kurtenbach up high to Austin Behrens. Almost daring Behrens to shoot. They figured out that he's not a scorer. Behrens thought about the three-pointer. Now goes inside to Kurtenbach. He goes up and he's fouled. Actually, that was Chris Cornish who was fed down low, and Cornish is going to get himself a pair of free throws. It's only the fourth team foul on Wisconsin Rapids, and Philip Fleury is called for his first. Fleury, the star freshman, has 4 points. So he's been kept contained so far, and Chris Cornish will shoot two. See if Cornish can get his free throws. His first one was a bad miss. He missed and left that one short. See if he can compose and get one here. Evergreens basketball brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine, and Sports Medicine Care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Visit us online at bonejoint.net. And Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, we're here to help representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Cornish second free throw, hit the front rim, hit the back rim, and went in. He got it. Hey. So Cornish is 1-for-2 from the charity stripe, and Wisconsin Rapids lead is trimmed to a bucket, 22-20. Red Raiders have been stuck on 22 since the back-to-back three-pointers for Bazenauer, so they've been cold for a while. Philip Fleury's got the ball. He's guarded by Austin Behrens. Behrens loses him on a pick. We've got a whistle, and they're going to call him for extending that elbow. We talked about that earlier, that sometimes when Fleury starts that move, he puts that arm out. Instead, they're going to call that foul. I thought it was on Fleury. It's not. It's Riley Presley for setting a moving pick. Ball goes back over to the Evergreens. This is three empty trips in a row for Wisconsin Rapids. And the Rapids coach working the outside official on that call. Nick Sierakowski's got it to Austin Behrens. Bounces in the corner to Kyle Kurtenbach. Swings cross-court looking for Sierakowski. He's got it there. 1:12 to play in the half. Goes back out to Stephen Weir. So the Evergreens have the outside shooting threat on the floor. Now Sierakowski off a pick, drives in, foul line extended, hangs and scores. Nick Sierakowski's got six. Game's tied, 22 apiece, under a minute to play in the half. Wisconsin Rapids doesn't look like they're inclined to hold for one here. They're running an offensive play. Jared Halber bounces up high to Jason Wiernick. Wiernick is guarded by Cornish, now into the paint, quickly cut off is Philip Fleury. He's got to go back out to Jared Halber. 40 seconds. Rapids being deliberate, though, trying to work along the baseline. Double team, forced it up, no call. Philip Fleury was looking for a foul, and a foul did not come. Chris Cornish gets the rebound. Evergreens in the front court with 30 seconds left. See if they hold for one. We are tied 22-22. Nick Sierakowski's got the ball. 20 seconds. Austin Behrens, who's still been in there. Behrens got a lot of minutes here in this first half. And now to Sierakowski, 15 seconds. Hands off to Stephen Weir. He's 25 feet away from the basket. 9 seconds. Weir on the dribble. Passes over to Behrens, 5 seconds, swings cross-court back to Weir, three balls in the air, just rimmed out, rebound to Wisconsin Rapids. That's where the half comes to an end. This has been a pretty entertaining basketball game and a very competitive first half. Wisconsin Rapids has led by as many as 8, but it's been a streaky game. Wisconsin Rapids has had periods where they've gone cold and the Evergreens have battled back during those times. So we head to the locker room, nodded, 22-22. We'll be back after a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.